From the Tie Cats Audio Network, this is Tie Cats Today with Braden Neville.
On this episode of Tie Cats Today, the newly signed Tie Cats national receiver, Brendan O'Leary Orange, joins the show to discuss making his way to the Hammer and playing for the team that his father once played for over 40 years ago. It's Tuesday, March 5th, 2024, and this is Tie Cats Today, a beautiful day in Hamilton, a warm one for March. Today's guest, Brendan O'Leary Orange, was signed during the craziness that was free agency coming from the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, a national receiver taken in the fourth round of the 2020 draft, and a guy looking to make a jump this season following three seasons with a very successful Bomber squad. His father, Doyle Orange, was a CFL All-Star in the late 70s and had a very impressive four seasons in the CFL, including in 1975 when he rushed for 1,055 yards with the Argos, and he ultimately ended his four-year career in the CFL in 1977 as a member of the Hamilton Tiger Cats. So it's safe to say Brendan comes from a pretty impressive lineage of football talent, and he spoke to me about continuing the tradition. Brendan, thanks for joining me today, man.
Thank you for having me, man. I'm excited to be here.
Being from Toronto and being a GTA guy, did that have a little bit of sway in your decision to move a little closer to home and join the Tie Cats?
Absolutely. I felt like being closer to home to my parents, especially they're a little bit older in life now. So it definitely weighed a little bit into my decision, and always to have that support system and that those extra, you know, cheerleaders there for you, for your family members you need sometimes.
How did the conversations kind of start for you to head over to Hamilton? When did those start with GM Ed Hervey?
They started during the negotiation period. At first, I didn't hear from them at first right away. And then we kind of got into contact, and then we had a great conversation. And then after talking to him, I really, really believed in what he was saying and what he was selling. And the rest was history after that.
Now, coming from playing in Winnipeg, a team that's kind of been a rival of the Tie Cats over the last few years, what was your experience like when you played at Tim Hortons Field and getting to experience this fan base here in Hamilton?
My first time experiencing it, I believe, was the Grey Cup when we played there in 21. Just the atmosphere, the fans, you know, you're driving down the street and you're in the bus, and then you see the Tie Cat flags just all on the houses down the streets. Definitely, you could just feel the energy from the fan base, and it was so intense. And as a player, you love those type of environments. They're so infectious, and I can't wait to get to work, and I can't wait to get out there and to be working.
Probably more excited to have them on your side instead of playing against them now that you're being
absolutely. Your fans definitely get rowdy. I know sometimes my mom would, she'd be in the stands and she would tell me there would be a lot of chirping back and forth.
Well, now they'll be on her side. It'll be perfect. Your head coach is going to be Scott Milanovic, a guy who's been around this league a long time and an offensive-oriented guy. Also, he'll be the offensive coordinator. What have those conversations been like with him so far, and what do you know about Coach Scott Milanovic?
Conversations have been very positive. I'm definitely looking forward to getting to work with him, just to learning from the whole staff and from some of the players and the veterans that are already there, and just kind of gelling in and bringing some of the knowledge that I've learned and some of the game that I've learned in over the past 3 years. But I definitely am very familiar with Coach Scott. I remember being really young, and you know, my dad was an alumni of the Argos and the Tie Cats, so we used to get tickets. And I remember going to the Rogers Center, and I was always a big Argos fan and Tie Cats fan growing up, because those were the home teams. And I would love watching him and his team. I remember watching Andre Dury, you know, Jay Barnes, guys like that.
Yeah.
The Tie Cats, you had guys like Andy Fantuz, and those guys were amazing.
Getting to see that firsthand with your father, was that always something that was a dream of yours as a Canadian kid, to be in the CFL one day and play for one of those home teams?
Yeah, absolutely. I've always dreamed about being able to come home and be able to have the whole family there and just kind of, you know, follow in your dad's footsteps, I guess, and be able to create your own legacy, though, and put your own twist on it, too. So that's been really cool for me. So I'm definitely looking forward to to seeing where this thing goes.
We notice a lot of players in the CFL that come from generations that have played in the past, and it's always a little extra to some of those guys to play and follow in their father's footsteps. There's going to be a quarterback that you're going to be playing with next season that's a legend of the game in Bo Levi Mitchell. You're coming from playing with another quarterback that was very good, obviously, and a legend of the game in Zach Collaros. But how excited are you to play with Bo and get to pick his brain a little bit here on this offense?
I'm so excited just to kind of get to work with a guy like Bo. You hear so much about him from guys in the league and just from watching him, you know, and, you know, just how he works with receivers and how good he's been at developing guys and just the type of player he is, the caliber of player he is. And I can't wait to get to work with him.
Is he a guy that you remember watching in your younger days in the CFL?
I would say more in the college days. I watched four games when he was playing in Calgary. But I was definitely still involved with heavily watching both sides of the game on in the countries. But it was definitely fun watching him and getting to play with him now.
Tim White is another guy you'll be playing with who's been just a baller, obviously, as a receiver in the CFL in his first few years. But what can you say about his game and now getting to be on an offense with him?
Oh, I can't wait to get to work with a guy like Tim White, you know. A guy like that who is a 1,000-yard receiver, you know, who has that prestige and that caliber that he brings into the game, the room every day. So just seeing a guy like that you're working with, you know, you want to learn from him. At the same time, you want to bring that same fire in there so you can kind of help him in trying to just add to the receiving corps. I can't wait to get to work with all these guys. You know, they're all very explosive receivers. They all made, you know, Terry really had a good year last year, and I'm looking forward to learning from all these guys and from to be able to kind of get in there and just gelling and working with them.
You had one of the opportunities as when you were in college to go to the States. You played in Nevada and you played in the FBS, but what did that do for you to go away from home for a bit and play college ball in the States, and how did that really affect your game to come back here and now and play this a level of pro football in the CFL?
I definitely felt like the college game down there got me ready. It got my body ready. Mentally, you're kind of on your own, so you're kind of in that program, that factory where you're there for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
And you know, after that, it was one of the greatest experiences of my life. I really enjoyed it, and I'm thankful for it, for all the lessons that I've learned, and you know, I'm happy to take those lessons that I've learned and use them as a player.
Why did you make the decision to go to Nevada? What was the reasoning behind that back then?
I felt like it was a little bit further away from home, so I kind of wanted to get away from home a little bit. But at the same time, it was a great opportunity for me to learn from some really good coaches at the time. I was recruited by Brian Polian, and with the relationship I had with my high school coach, Jeff MacArthur, who was the head coach back in the day at Canada Prep, and he was also a Cal receiver. He kind of, you know, made it, you know, this is a good school for you to go to in the sense of being able to grow and develop into the player you want to be. And I'm very thankful that all happened.
Was the goal always to return home and be in the CFL?
The CFL has always been something I've dreamed of ever since I was a kid. Playing professionally in general, whether it was the NFL or the CFL, I knew I would be grateful for whatever opportunity I was granted. You know, your goal when you go down to America is always to, you know, shoot for the stars. And, you know, if you don't, you shoot for the moon. If you don't, you'll aim in the stars. But I was really, really happy with the time I spent down there. I had a couple injuries I felt that plagued me towards the end of my career. But, you know, I feel like the best is yet to come, and I'm looking forward to that.
You've gotten to play in some big games already, having played in Winnipeg the last few years. How much has that kind of shaped you to be that big game player and be in that environment that some people might not get used to as early in their career as you have?
I felt like I was very blessed and very grateful to be able to, you know, not have all the pressure on it, to be able to really learn from guys like Greg Ellingson, Darvin Adams, Kenny Lawler, Nick Dembski. You know, Dalton Schoen, you have all those guys you're in the room with, you're competing with, and, you know, having the opportunity to play all across the board at all five positions, I was very blessed for that. And it kind of, gave me the outlook and the aspects of, being able to learn a lot from guys like that. You know, you're learning from Zach. And I was very, very thankful for that. So I'm definitely looking forward to using everything I learned over there and, bringing it over here.
I mean, it's a pretty elite company to be learning from, especially at the receiver position and the kind of the cream of the crop, if you will, on offense. We won't talk about 2021. We won't mention that on the show. But typically, where are you spending the off seasons normally, Brendan?
Right now, I'm in Toronto with my family. Last year, the past couple of years, I spent it in Winnipeg. In the off season, I worked a little job for Child and Family Services on the side. And this year, I'm just spending my off season training and getting ready for June.
What's it like being back with the parents for a little bit here as you kind of search for your place in Hamilton?
It's a little different, you know. You gotta come back into mom and dad's house. You have to live under their rules a little bit, but I definitely love it. I love being around my dad. I love kind of just teasing him, poking the bear a little bit. And then, yeah, you definitely love that. And what can you say? You're on your mom again. It's your number one fan always. So you got to love that too.
Get some of that good home cooking, I guess, right? You're not Uber Eats anymore. You got some home cooked meals.
Exactly.
And is your dad still giving you pointers? Is he still paying attention to your training and what you've got going on in that aspect?
He's very, he's going to be the same person, I think, until the very end. You know, it's just, he's always been the type of person to critique me for just the little things, the way I was living my life and he didn't like the way it was or something. He's not one to shy away from the words. So having somebody around like that, it's very beneficial, I think. And I'm very, very thankful for that.
And I'm sure they're excited. They get to watch probably as many games as they want, really, just being a short drive away.
Yeah, I was just talking to my mom about actually getting them season tickets and getting them some really decent seats. So get them all stored away for this year.
They'll be ready for the Oski Wee Wee in the crowd here in Hamilton.
Absolutely.
Now, before we go, what's the training schedule looking like for you now in this next little while as we're ramping down here or ramping up towards this 2024 season?
Yeah, the training sessions right now are they're ramping up as much as possible. We're in the weight room 5 to 6 times a day with 5 to 6 times a week with mobility and with strength training. And then we try and get on the field to about 2 times a week. And then obviously that will ramp up closer to the season. And just excited to be out there. I'm excited to be able to come in and compete.
Are you training with any other CFLers or are you training with a school? Where are you training at?
When we go out to go throw, I'll get some sessions in with Bo and the guys. So that's been
okay,
nice
great.
To get out there with those guys and to start building that chemistry a little early. So,
what's it been like already starting to work with him even this early on in the off season?
It's been really nice. You know, he's a guy who loves to communicate, loves to talk, and you know, that's what it's about when you're out there. It's about communicating and being on the same page. So I'm really excited to continue to get that working with him.
Well, Brendan, looking forward to seeing you and Bo out there connecting together. We'll be in training camp soon enough. So I appreciate you joining me today and looking forward to meeting you in person when we get to Tim Hortons Field here in a little less than 2 months now.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to meeting you as well.